Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:42 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being here this morning. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. Bo is going to sum up everything that happened yesterday in just a moment. But I got to tell you, my husband spoke something into existence because he was excited that he heard that Guns N' Roses is playing Truist Park. And lo and behold.
Oh, is it Truist?
Yeah. Truist. Oh, like, what a great place to see a show.
Yeah.
Now we have tickets to give away. So if you want to win a pair right now, 404-726-0929. Tickets do go on sale December 5th next week at Ticketmaster.com. They're playing September 19th next year. So if you need to clear your calendar, you have some time.
Golly, man. I gotta get going on the 26th calendar in my house, man.
Did you say December?
They go on sale next week, December 5th.
Yeah.
Because December's next week. Isn't that weird?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. But then next September is when Guns N' Roses will be at Truist Park.
Isn't it true for, I'm assuming it's true for y'all too, that like it feels like anything for 26 that I don't finish before Thanksgiving, like isn't going to happen until 26. Like, I feel like I need to start planning out my calendar for next year before the holidays start because I'm not going to plan out my calendar for next year during the holiday season.
What do you plan?
I think I'm going to try to talk my wife into going to San Diego for the NASCAR race that's happening out there at Coronado.
Yeah. Is there a winery you can?
I don't know. I'm just going to send her to the beach or something.
She's not
terribly excited.
But San Diego's in June. A great place.
Yeah, we've actually been together before. We went up to La Jolla and visited a bunch of different places. And I want to go to the race. It's like a military celebration next June out there at Coronado of the Island, the Navy SEALs Island and everything. So I'm like, we should go to that.
Yeah.
We also are starting to plan because it works for school. So you got to plan out spring break stuff and the kids are getting of age there. The Echo Park Speedway weekend that'll be coming up in February. We talked about yesterday with the guys from Echo Park Speedway. And then you start adding in concerts because we brought up Eric Church yesterday.
Yep.
Eric Church is happening. And you start going, okay, there's one thing like per month that I would like to get to that probably need to plan out time-wise and financially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like probably need to get that on the books. And so, yeah, that's been a point. But I feel like if I don't get it done in the next 2 days, like by the time the holiday season starts, like that ship is going to sail. I don't know why. That's just my inner kind of dialogue in my head. I'm like, we need to get this on the books before Christmas. Because if not, it seems like it'll be here and those events will start passing us by.
It all just flies by, especially when you do get some time off. You're like, okay, I got to get everything planned. Otherwise, 26 is going to be here.
Yeah.
Just like you're saying. Like, and my life right now depends on like lotteries. I'm signed up for different lotteries for races because I like to travel to go to a race.
Oh, like running races.
Okay, yeah. Not NASCAR.
I was like, is NASCAR demand that high again?
A little bit different. No, for like the Chicago Marathon, I won't find out until halfway through December whether I'm in for October.
Okay. What's number one on the list for lotteries? Is that Chicago?
Chicago right now.
Okay.
That's what I really want to do. But I believe New York is opening in January. I might have this all wrong, but New York is opening. London's opening. So like all of that stuff depends on whether I get in.
Wow. That's interesting. I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it was that high demand.
For the majors.
Okay.
For the major. Like if you want to do Honolulu, you can get in. Like
right.
No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. But like the big competitive Abbott's majors.
Do you? I have so many questions.
I do too. When she said majors, I was are there four or five?
Are you going to Augusta?
Six. There are six. Like Berlin. I believe Berlin opens late December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool one to run.
Right.
That is cool.
Yeah, they're very cool.
So, not to go too far down this road, and I know we got so much other stuff to get to, but now I'm curious. Like, all right, so you run qualifiers for these events, right?
You can. Okay. Like, I'm not that type of runner, so that's why I
know
have
Gabriham
to.
Is.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know what's going to happen now is that you've talked about this. When we walk out of this studio, Abe is going to full go after you about something that you've said. Well,
he's
going to
have his bib on already, his running bib.
He's going to be, that marathon's not very good. There are better marathons.
It's already happened. Yes. I simply put on my Instagram story that I signed up for the lottery. He's like, what are you doing?
Well, okay. So my next question would be, and again, I know we got to move. When you sign up for the lottery, do you have to put in like what your time is for these events? Or is it just simple, just random, like, what if I was like one of the top 100 runners in the country? Do I not get in?
Then you qualify. Yeah, you'll be in. Like Boston, like you'll be in, that kind of stuff. But I'm not that type of runner. I'm not fast.
Okay, so there's levels to this.
Yeah,
okay,
so that's why I have to do the lottery system.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay. Yes. That's what I was curious. All right, cool.
Is it merit based? Like if you've ran enough race, like if you've ran other ones, they're like, oh, well, let's see her resume. She's ran Honolulu before, and she did get into Chicago.
Let's check her Instagram and see how many badges she has.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is she good for our race? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, you could have run like one race really well and you'll qualify for something.
There you go.
It's not merit based like that.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
I have a chance. You hear that? I have a chance.
You have a chance.
Should probably start now. Mm.
You can do Abe's tactic. Is he just starts out like sprinting all races to get a really great time in the beginning, and then it levels out as he goes.
Okay.
That's what he does.
Just runs out of gas at the end.
How does that help him?
It's just his method of running. That's what he does. I'm a metronome. He does a speed race at the beginning, and then he slows down.
Abe likes to run out of gas at the end of the race.
When you do the races, do you follow the person with the sign that's running the pace?
I stay in front of what I want to stay in front of.
Okay, that well,
like
that
if
makes
I have
sense,
a time, like if I want to hit 2 hours or something,
right,
I'll stay in front of that person.
Yeah.
They're my enemy.
Yeah, my wife ran the half down in Gulf Shores a couple years ago, and she was I don't remember what the time she was trying to go for maybe like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something, and she was like it was a bad feeling when I started getting 10 miles into this and that sign was creeping up on me.
Really,
it was like she's like, oh my god, here it comes! I'm out of gas. I'm so tired.
I've never ran a marathon. Obviously, I've ran 5Ks before, and normally when you get a little bit into the 5K, you pick somebody,
right?
And like I'm like, there's my enemy. Like,
yeah, there's not going to be a pacer in a 5K. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You just find a person that you like that gets around you and maybe goes by you and you're like
that guy looks like he's in good shape.
I'm gonna beat him. my goal is
was
to
that
finish.
Andy Bunker? Oh, I'm gonna keep up with him.
Although I will say one thing about Abe, when we had that Father's Day dinner, I talked to his dad a lot. And the one race I want to do, number one on my bucket list, is Antarctica. I want to do that marathon.
Yeah.
And Abe's dad ran the first time they did it in Antarctica. And I was like, you are my inspiration.
Wow. So you're just running on like straight ice and
snow. Basically.
That's
well,
insane.
That just sounds miserable. There's nothing more miserable than running long distances in the cold when it gets in your lung. I know. You want to go run a marathon there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she needed to get some of those insoles from Batteries Plus yesterday.
Dude,
that was crazy.
I cannot
wait. I was like, those are cool. I wonder how much those cost. Like, they're giving them away. I was like, no way. Yes.
I'm taking them to New York or to Jersey this week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I got to check the weather, but it might be chilly. You know, it is almost December, apparently.
Yeah.
100%.
That's what they say in terms of when the ticket opens up. This is how we got on this entire conversation.
Speaking of yesterday, let's just jump into it.
Yeah. All right. Look, yesterday was, Sunday, it's going to be 49 degrees and rainy. 60% chance of rain. Every time we play the Jets in Jersey, it freaking rains and it's cold.
Yeah,
every
I agree.
Seems
time. Like every time we watch it.
I remember that game, I think it was 17 or 18-1, where it was just a freaking downpour the whole game. Matt was having the snap issues. He ended up going to the shotgun because he couldn't get this because it was for the ball was so wet.
Yeah.
And the center exchange was that bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to think. The safety game in the playoffs, my first or second year was rainy. It was like overcast and cold.
Yeah, like the 26-2 or whatever it was.
Yeah, God, what a miserable day that was.
But anyways, let's talk about good weather and good days. First off, I don't want to jinx anything, but this is two of 3 years now that the Tuesday after the brown grass, it has been nasty.
I was thinking the same thing a minute ago.
So thank you to the weather gods for
Mother Nature
for that. But it was a absolute success yesterday. We raised $43,909 yesterday. Which is
huge,
$8,000 more than we've ever raised before, which is pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
We got, I think yesterday with auctions and mulligans and everything, we like basically raised an extra 10 just in one day. It was a phenomenal event. Obviously, Finley Roofing is a huge part of it. There's you mentioned Batteries Plus, which has some cool stuff. Window Nation, our friends at Echo Park Speedway at the NASCAR Hall.
That was awesome.
And they sent bigwigs out there to work that hole too, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
It was not, I thought it was going to be like interns or something, somebody they
ticket
hired.
Ticket sales reps.
Yeah.
they
sent out the head of PR, the head of like marketing. I mean, they sent out the big dogs.
That was an awesome hole.
So that was cool. Look, I know I'm missing it. JD's Glass Work, which is a big listener too. So there was a Yeti cooler that went up, and I didn't tell Amy this. So I started bidding on it because nobody had bid on it, and that was the one with the wheels, the roll, mm-hmm. and it was a big one, like the Tundra, like 35 or whatever. And I go, man, nobody's bid on this. I'm going to grab this thing, and then all of a sudden, you've been outbid, and I was like, well, I'll do it one more time. You've been outbid, and I was like, all right, I'll do it one more time. And so I was irritated because I lost it. I didn't win it because it just got too much. And
somebody got you.
I'm standing there with the owner of JD's Glasswork, and he's like, "Yeah, I listen." While we're talking, he's like, "I want to be a part of the event moving forward again." And then Dustin from the club, "Oh, here's your Yeti," and I was like, "So you're the one?
Got him?
You were the one outbid me, huh?" I was like, "I was bidding on that." He's like, "Oh, not bad." I was like, "No, it's all good." But you know that DJ from Joe's Automotive. I mean, we've got McDonald's. Chattanooga whiskey, my boy Dan Hamilton. We were testing whiskey that they're trying out, man. With just so many people to thank, but it's Mark Coles and everybody at Pets for Vets, 43-9, and I got to give a shout out because I talk about my guys that I play with on MGA, and we play golf all together. We call ourselves EW Live, like a little joke. First and second place.
Yeah, man.
First and second place in the tournament. Hmm. And it's the second time in 3 years that someone from my group has won it. And so, really,
they don't hate me.
Really,
I was making
guys.
Fun of them really heavily yesterday, the fact that they wore matching outfits. But I was semi impressed the fact that they were able to do that. It looked good.
Our wives all bought us those shirts.
Yeah. I was like, man, y'all just turned it up to the next level.
It's like a boy band.
Yeah, it was like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense, but.
Shout out to first place.
I kept saying something bogo. Stop making fun of my friends, dude.
Well, my neighbor and my MG partner, Carter, walks up. He's like, "Hey, Mike, what's going on?" Mike's like, Mike's just standing there. He's like, he goes, "I think we met last year." He goes, "Yeah, we did."
Dude, I had something in my eye. And then he walked off, and I looked at him. I hope he doesn't think I was being really rude to him because I really like him. He's a good kid. He's you know, Dylan's age. And I was like, but dude, I had something, literally a bug fly square into my eye when the guy walked up. And I was like, hey, yeah, buddy, yeah, wow, yeah, good to meet you. I was like, oh, I completely blew him off. So sorry, Carter. You're good. You're a good dude.
Don't say sorry to him. He's fine.
Not worth it.
Well, talks a lot of trash.
Thank you to everyone that came out yesterday. I also want to say congrats to Joel from Lawrenceville. He won the Guns N' Roses tickets. We're going to have more tomorrow. Hint, hint, 8 o'clock hour. Be here for those. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
set your calendar for 2026.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.